you think the woman of Matthew 9:20-21 who crawled through the crowd to touch the garments of Jesus, do you think she was acting on some whim and wild idea? Those kind of expectations may seem to leave the house, but they never really go anywhere, subjecting anyone who employs such whimsical expectation to repetitive disappointment. But that woman with the issue of blood, no. I think there was something greater going on. She acted not on impulse, but on her faith, which was based on a promise. The location of where we stand is a position of faith arrived at by the truth presented to us by the Word of God about the person of God and His values. He is faithful, and on His unwavering promises and the information about Him, our faith is built. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We draw on the assurances about the things which we hope for, and the evidence of these things, even when we have not seen them. We have expectations by what the Word of God reveals to us about God. Why do we look for the evidence of things not seen? That you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name. That you may have certainty. That you may have strength. That you may eat and drink at the Lord's table. And that you may not enter into temptation. We believe in Jesus and grasp after Him with the expectation that we may have salvation, that we may be justified, that we may belong to another, no longer slaves of sin and fear, that we may know the will of God, that we may, with one voice, glorify God and above all things in a hopeless world, that we may abound in hope. Now there it is. These are great expectations. In our knowing Jesus, who is Lord and God, we have righteous expectations, and it is good that we may learn His ways, that we may be a new creation, that we may devote ourselves to the kingdom of God, that we may obtain Jesus Christ the prize, that we may be able to victoriously endure temptation, that we may be recognized and approved by God, that we may have a good answer for those who ask about our faith, that we may not prove empty and be ready. What kind of tomfoolery is this saying about expectations are just disappointments waiting to happen? What a pointless, lifeless, hopeless life without expectations. And who better than the ever faithful Jesus to show us the expectations we should possess? The Word of God is our standard, not the dismal forebodings we obsess over. We need to possess God's expectation based on what He has done, past tense, and what He has promised for today and in the future. Our faith and expectation is not based on how we feel, nor the circumstances around us, even if we are wedged with our back to a corner, surrounded by the enemy. It is not based on popular opinion or the rule of the majority. Friends, our expectations, not just were, but hourly and daily, are present tense, based upon the infallible, inerrant Word of God and on the integrity of Jesus, the Lord and God. That right there is exactly the reason why our expectations should be driven by faith. Such expectation is guaranteed to produce the right results, while at the same time helping those who are called according to His purpose to achieve godly goals and objectives in life. Such expectations will never let us down, nor can ever be cut off, because the promises of God are always dependable and reliable, for He is yes and amen to those who love Him. Without the power of expectation, I'd be willing to bet the house that those promises would go no further than just being promises. Great and righteous expectations are powerful, and I believe it is the power of expectation in faith which sets in motion the leap and gain, delivering us into the promises of God.